Drag Queen Story Hour counter-protest Ginny Bayliss, Swansea Socialist Party. On the 13th of August, members of Cardiff and Swansea Socialist Party branches united with other left-wing groups from across the area to counter-protest demonstrators, including the far-right, outside a Drag Queen Story Hour for children and parents at Cardiff Central Library. Despite calling the protest, alt-right group Patriotic Front did not show, which left a handful of poorly organized, local agitators to be dwarfed 4-5-1 by counter-protesters. Though the protesters screamed homophobic and transphobic abuse through megaphones, the significantly larger numbers of counter-protesters allowed it to be drowned out, and the morale and numbers of anti-drag protesters fell yet further. South Wales Police, true to form, coddled the protesters, while threatening counter-protesters with arrest. Ultimately, though, the event was able to go ahead without incident. Although this was an emphatic win for the counter-protests, the fact that these events are necessary shows that the far-right continues to try to use queerphobia as a rallying point. Sections of the increasingly unpopular and divided Tory government will also use anti-LGBTQ+ rhetoric. But Starmer's Labour does not have a program to significantly improve LGBTQ+ rights. True queer liberation demands the creation of a new workers' party that fights for the rights and well-being of the whole working class and for socialism, rather than manufacturing culture wars to distract from our ever-growing list of capitalist crises.